Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Idiyos, Perek Hey, Mishadan or Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Rizivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Dal tells Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says Shnei Dvarim Mikula Beisham Mechorim Beis Hillel. There are two things that Beisham is Mekulin and Beis Hillel is Machmerin. Number one, Dam Yuledes Shalai Tavla, blood coming from Yuledes who didn't go to the mikvah yet. Now we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta that when a woman gives birth, she's considered Tamei for a certain amount of time, but then after that amount of time, any blood that comes out of her is actually considered Tahar. This is called Dam Toma and Dam Toihar. And we had said, and this comes from a pasuk, this is 7 days after she has a boy and 14 days after she has a girl. And here we're holding after day 7 for the boy or after day 14 for the girl. She's already considered to be in Yumei Taihar, but the problem is she never went to the mikvah after having the baby. So she never was officially Matar herself. She still is considered Tameh. But the dam coming out of her technically should be Tahar. What's the din with this dam? Beshame says, Kiruko Chmei Ragleha, it has a lower level of Toma than real dam, which is Tameh. It's just considered like her saliva and her urine, basically bodily fluids that are excreted from her, and they're only metame when they're moist, but not when they're dry. Whereas Beis Hillel says, metame lach v'yavesh, it's metame both moist and dry. Basically, it's treated like regular dam nida, which is tame. And again, that's even though she's in her yamei toihar, and this is because she didn't go to the mikvah after she had the baby. So she's still tame for all intents and purposes. However, Maiden Bilad is bezaiv, shu metame lach v'yavesh, Beis Hillel agrees Beis Hillel that if when she gave birth, she was actually a zava, so then any blood that comes from her is metame both moist and dry, and that's because since she never was metame from her toma ziva, all blood coming from her is 100% tame. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, here's Rabbi Lezer's second thing, and this has to do with Yibum, which we also briefly mentioned earlier on in the Masechta. Let's say we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without children. Shimon has a mitzvah of Yibum to marry Reuven's wife, and actually, the moment Reuven dies, there's something called a zika. There's this bond between Shimon and Reuven's wife that Midrabanan makes them as if they're ki'ilu married. They're not 100% married yet. Yibum didn't take place yet, but it's as if they're married, which means that now in this current state, Shimon is not allowed to marry any of his sister-in-law's relatives because it's considered like the relative of his wife. And now here we have an interesting case. Arba Achim, we have four brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesum Shtei Achayas. Two of them are married to two sisters. Mesuyah Nesum L'Achayas. And now those two brothers who are married to the two sisters both died. And that means that two sisters are falling to the two remaining brothers. They have to get Chalitza done and not Yibum. And that's because, let's just take the two remaining brothers, we're going to call them Levi and Yehuda, and the two sisters that are falling to them are Rachel and Leah. Let's say Levi would like to marry Leah. He can't do that because since he has a Zika, he has a connection with Rachel as well because she's considered his Yavama. That makes Leah Achoy Sivimtai, the sister of his Yavama, and therefore he can't marry Leah. And it would be the same thing if he would decide to marry Rachel. He wouldn't be allowed to do that either because since he has the Zika to Leah also, so Leah is Achoy Sivimtai, and therefore both of them have to give Chalita. And if they got up and they married anyway, Levi married Leah and Yehuda married Rachel, Yotziu, they have to divorce them because Midrabanan, this was Usser. Now here's where the Machlaika says, Rabbi Lezer says, Mishum Beishamai Linir Beishamai, Yekaimu, they're actually allowed to stay married, Ubez Hillel and Yotziu, Beis Hillel says they have to get divorced, they have to send them out. And actually, this is the last Mishnah with all of our Machlaikas in between, Beishamai and Beis Hillel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, going back to the main reason of this Masechta, Edios, namely various testimonies, Edios from Tanayim regarding certain things. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.